Welcome back to the show at 22 past 7 on your Tuesday morning. Still to come, Sam Harper from the Melbourne Renegades, who has been a revelation this year. Alicia Molik on the tennis, Adam Peacock from Fox Sports. We'll talk a bit ahead of the one-day international as well coming up today. And plenty of other topics to discuss, including Andy Murray, who was really emotional last night and emotional last week in his press conference, where he admitted this could be the beginning of the end, and maybe it has ended after his exit from the Australian Open last night. To get a bit of reaction from the UK, we've been joined by Barry Cowan on the line, who's a former British tennis player, best known for taking Pete Sampras to five sets at Wimbledon back in 2001. Barry, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Yeah, good evening from England. You really were rubbing it in there since summertime in Australia. That's not fair.
We're heading for a cool top today of about 38 degrees in the middle of Melbourne. So,
not even 38 degrees Fahrenheit.
No. So it's going to be fairly toasty here this afternoon. Now, the reaction to Andy Murray, who obviously broke down in his press conference the other day, what's it been like in the UK, and where does he normally run in terms of news and tennis in the UK?
Well, I mean, he certainly hit the headlines. It's been absolutely manic in the last 3 or 4 days, and rightly so with what Murray has achieved. And, you know, obviously going back to initially in his career, I don't think necessarily that many people really took to him. But certainly recently when the British public have seen him put his heart and soul into being the best tennis player possible. And also, I don't think it's wrong, and I think it's good to show your emotion. If that's how you feel, I'd much rather that than so often we see with sports people, that blank expression where you're thinking, come on, just give us a little bit more. But it wasn't an amazing performance, wasn't it? And what he said on Friday, well, there was two things. Australian Open could be my last, or I hope to play to Wimbledon. And I was sort of left wondering, that's not the whole true story. And then that became a lot clearer, didn't it, when he did his interview straight after the match, when he said, well, I might have an operation. I might be back here in the future.
Well, the operation is such a critical part. That would be seemingly the only way that he can get through to Wimbledon, Barry. In terms of...
Well, I don't think so, actually. I don't... No, because I think his decision he's got to make is, do I end my career? And if my career has finished, then I will play Wimbledon one more time. If I think I have more years in me, I think he will have an operation pretty soon. And then obviously, I would have thought, I'm no medical expert, and certainly no also hip expert, but I would have thought it's probably a hip replacement. And therefore, you would expect at least a year out, probably. And then he would look to come back sometime in 2020. So he would be, 32, going on 33 next year.
Yep.
And the way Burdick's playing at the moment, the last couple of weeks, he might feel, well, you know what, why can't I be competitive again? And I think that's a difficult decision he's got to make, and probably you in the hands of and the experts of expertise of surgeons.
Do you think he's, been embraced by the public has been more so because he has opened up a lot more in recent years?
Yes. And obviously helps when you win. I mean, you know, the Australians are, you know, very much like we the Brits, that we want winners. But when you show that emotion and you are, you know, very genuine, and Andy is, I mean, of course he's made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. But I don't think there's anything wrong in saying, yeah, I got that. I maybe could have handled that a little bit better. But move on. But when everyone sees 77 years where he didn't have a Wimbledon champion. He came so close in 2012. You really felt for him. It was heartbreaking when he broke down in his interview after 2012. But in true classic Murray style, he comes back a couple of weeks later, wins the Olympic gold. Next year wins Wimbledon for the first time. And in many ways, guys, that today was a microcosm of his whole career. It's absolutely Andy Murray in a nutshell. Starts off down two sets to love. You're thinking, well, maybe this is going to be a short day for him. Fights back third and fourth. obviously a little emotionally flat in the beginning of the fifth, but I still felt he was going to come back because I've seen it so many times.
No, I think we all did, and the crowd was right behind him as well. In terms of the broader sporting public over in the UK, where will he be regarded, not only now, but maybe in 5 or 10 years' time, what will his legacy be on a broader scale, not just within the world of tennis?
Well, this has been the question sort of asked quite a lot in the last few days, and I've answered it honestly, that you're always biased in your own sport, but I would fight his case above any other British athlete in the last 20 or 30 years that he's the best, because of what he's had to deal with in terms of Nadal, Djokovic, Federer, you know, three of the greatest, not just tennis players, but athletes that there have been, that he was able to break into that elite group, win majors, win Olympic gold on two occasions. You know, 77 years, as I said, is a long time since we've had a male Wimbledon champion. So I think his career is incredible, astonishing, but I don't think it's finished yet. I think we will be seeing him again. My gut feeling is that he will be going on an operation, and next year he will be back at some stage.
That would be incredible.
Because he still thinks, you know, he still thinks like a world number one. I mean, that's important to stress, that the problem happened at Wimbledon 2017 when Andy Murray was world number one in the top seed. So since then, he's just been fighting this injury. And so in his mind, I'm sure he still believes that he can get back. Certainly the will is there, but unfortunately the body has been saying, no, sorry.
Well, it would be amazing to see him back, if not later this year, early next year. It would be an incredible comeback. Barry, thanks so much for your time this morning. Been great to get a UK perspective.
Anytime.
And, we'll chat again soon. Thanks a lot.
All the best.